Charlotte Bennett, a 25-year-old former executive assistant to Cuomo, who told her story to the New York Times on Saturday, joins Lindsay Boylan in accusing Cuomo of harassing, intimidating, and inappropriate behavior. Bennett says beginning last spring, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, the governor began showing what she felt was inappropriate interest in her, asking her in private meetings in his office questions about her sex life and whether she was monogamous in her relationships. Bennett says the 63-year-old governor asked her whether she had ever had sex with older men and told her that he was open to having relationships with women who are in their 20s. Bennett requested a job transfer with an office on the opposite end of the Capitol building from where the governor works. The allegations come 3 days after Boylan, a former advisor to Cuomo on economic development policy, said the governor asked her to play strip poker with him while on a 2017 business flight in Cuomo's private jet. She also says he made inappropriate remarks about her appearance and touched her without her permission, including delivering an unwelcome kiss while she was alone with him in his office. Cuomo, who's already under fire for withholding data that showed twice as many nursing home residents died of COVID than was previously disclosed, denies both allegations. He first addressed Boylan's accusations back in December, when Boylan alluded to the incidents in a tweet.
It's not true. Look, I fought for and I believe a woman has the right to come forward and express her opinion express issues and concerns that she has. But it's just not true.
Cuomo did not speak publicly about Bennett's charges, but in a statement said that while he respects her right to speak out, he says he never made advances toward Bennett and never intended to act in any way that was inappropriate. The governor also announced that he's chosen someone to conduct an independent investigation. His counsel, in a separate statement, says all staff has been instructed to cooperate with former federal judge Barbara Jones. Jones was also a law partner of Cuomo's longtime friend and colleague Stephen Cohen, who is now head of the state's Economic Development Agency. Cohen was the only Cuomo associate to publicly defend the governor after Boylan made her charges. Cohen spoke to reporters last Thursday.
I have never seen anything of the like of what Ms. Boylan has described. His conduct has always been in my presence with the members of other staff appropriate. Not that it is always fun-loving and a good time, but it is always appropriate.
Judge Jones' connection to Cohen raised a red flag among Democrats as well as Republicans. Leading Democrats, including Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, asked for the state's Attorney General, Tish James, to investigate. Midday on Sunday, James formally asked the governor to give her the legal referral necessary to appoint an investigator with subpoena powers. The AG's late January report on the governor's nursing home policies during the pandemic, which said Cuomo undercounted nursing home deaths by 50%, has already led to calls for more investigations and even for Cuomo's impeachment. In a statement, Cuomo's chief counsel, Beth Garvey, made a counteroffer. Judge Jones would still conduct her own probe, but an additional investigation would be conducted by a non-political lawyer in private practice. That person would be chosen jointly by the AG and the state's chief judge, Janet DeFiore. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.